one word of God at a time.
Yes.
See, don't think you're going to get over something if you don't put something in you. Amen. So this morning, we're going to start a series. Say series.
Series.
You know, a lot of people are going to be missing work. There's a lot of sports got canceled, but you know what? Church is still going on. This is opportunity, guys. When chaos is going on, this is opportunity. It's time for us. God said this year, last year, he actually said it. It's our time. It's your time. It's time for us to be who God's called us to be. There's people going to be wanting answers. They're going to be, they got questions. You know what? You got the answers. We got the answers. And we're ready. As many as the Lord leads here, we'll feed them, we'll train them, we'll teach them, and we'll send them out. I said, we'll lead them, we'll feed them, we'll teach them, we'll send them out. That's what God's called us to do, make disciples. Amen. So if you come to this church, we're going to teach you the Word of God. You're going to learn something. This is school time. Amen. A lot of schools, Rowan got 2 extra weeks, but you know what? Baseball got canceled. That ain't good. Why? Because my son loves baseball. So, but what we're going to do, we're going to do like Darius says, we're going to praise God through it all. Amen. We're going to praise God through it all. Amen. One day when we get to heaven and this God creates a new heaven, new earth, I'm going to be playing ball again. Baseball, football. What you looking at, Reed? I guess I'm going to have me some. Abraham was highly breasted. He was a. I'm going to look different. Amen. I'm going to get my new body. It's going to look good, brother. And we're going to have a good time, but we're going to get started now. It's preparatory time now to get happy now. Amen. Get blessed now. Man, if we can't handle gold down here, what do you think about gold streets we're going to be walking on? You'll have your name. You know, Hollywood's, they got their names engraved on bricks. I got mine. I got a name. God's going to put a name on me.
Amen.
He's got a mansion, mansions, houses prepared for me. Amen. That's just a little bit of what he's done. He hasn't told us everything. Amen. So I'm getting happy. I'm getting ready. Amen. Be ready. I think of Miss Alicia. Lisa's upstairs, but I did her service, and I took the little bulletin. I got it sitting on my desk. It's a picture of her on the front. And I told Miss Alicia, I said, help me preach this thing this morning, Miss Alicia. She was left this earth. How old? 104. And she walked through heaven's door. Jesus walked through that door. And she's changed, man. She's experiencing what she was believing down here now. 100 times. Amen. So this is preparatory time. So the Lord says, start a series on the whole armor of God. The whole armor of God. So we're going to turn. We're going to be in the book of Ephesians. From Genesis to Ephesians. All the way to the book of Revelation. In the book of Ephesians, we're going to be in chapter 6 in the vicinity there. The book of Ephesians is written to the church. Amen. Paul wrote to the church. And we're going to start in Ephesians 11, verses 11 and 12. The whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we, that's not just me, not just pastor, we, the body of Christ, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Now, there's a lot of churches, a lot of Christians, they are wrestling against flesh and blood. And if you want to know how to help defeat that, there's books out here written by Dr. Jim Howard called If You Don't Get Offended, You'll Get Blessed. Were they already blessed, they just ain't got to figure it out. If they get rid of those offenses, they'll stay blessed. Amen. Because the blessing of the Lord makes you rich. It ain't what I do, it's what he did for me. So this whole armor of God, because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against, this is what we do have to wrestle with. Principalities, powers against the rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. So I'm going to lay a little foundation here, and then we're going to go as long as the clock's up there. I'm just deciding whether if I want to obey it or not. Amen. We'll go as long as the clock permits. It says, today I'm going to be starting on a series on the whole armor of God. About 2 weeks ago, I heard the Holy Spirit say, God's still speaking. Amen. He speaks to you. He speaks to you while you sleep. We're going to teach on this subject. So let's agree. The Bible says if we agree, if two of us agree, that we'll get this plan in operation. So agree together that God knows what we need to hear, and He knows when we need to hear it. And I believe, you know, when God said it was our time, I didn't know all this stuff that was going to be happening in the world, but God did. And He didn't set it in motion, but He's got a plan for it. Because He knows all, He's in all, and He's through all, and He wants us to be above all. Amen. Jesus is seated above all principalities and powers of all spiritual wickedness. And we are seated, the Bible says we're seated with Him. We're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We're talking about the whole armor of God. Jesus never takes it off. He's clothed in it. Amen. He is our King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. And if you're in Him, your armor fits. One size fits all. Amen. That's a good one right there. I don't like these hats they make. You know, they're just one size. I don't like it when it falls down on my head. I like the ones you can strap. But I like God's armor. One size fits all. It's His armor. Amen. So, verse 10 of Ephesians there. But let me look. Verse 6. Let me get there. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, possessor of heaven and earth. Paul told us how we can live victoriously in this present evil age, despite satanic opposition. In other words, principalities and powers and rulers of wickedness in high places. You know how we're going to do it? It's through God's ability. His ability. His armor. We become victorious Christians when we live by the power of God's might. Our weaknesses are not an issue if we're drawing on the divine power of God. And He's got the power. He's full of it. Now, this is verse 10. This is kind of my notes out of verse 10, if y'all were kind of a little lost there. This is still in verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. So one of the greatest secrets of victorious Christian living is not a changed life. It's an exchanged life. You know, I like to grill when summertime, spring gets here. You can go outside and grill. Temperature's just right. But eventually your tank's going to run out. I don't know, it depends on how big your tank is. Depends on how long it runs out. But eventually it's going to run out. And what do? You go take that tank and you exchange it for another one. It looks just like the other one, except there's something different. What? It's full of liquid. it's full of LP. Liquid propane. Well, let me tell you something, guys. When I used to be lost, but now I'm found. I used to be dead, but now I'm alive. When I got born again, God took me and He filled me with His Spirit. He filled me with His Spirit. With His Spirit comes His power. Amen? You're filled with the Holy Ghost. Jesus, who was filled with the Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good and healing all. Say all. That were oppressed of corona, Ebola. I don't care what you put a name on it. Jesus delivered us from it all.
Amen.
And we have the power on the inside of us to resist it all. But you have to submit to God, put on this armor that we're going to learn about, and keep it on 24/7. You don't take it off. It's comfortable. It fits you just right. You can sleep in it. You can work in it. You can do anything you need to in it. In Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So that's one of the greatest Victorian Christian living. It's not just a changed life, but an exchanged life. I gave Him my poverty. He gave me His riches. He took my poverty. He took my sickness and gave me His health. This is what Jesus did for us on the cross. On the cross, He became the great exchange. He exchanged His life for mine. He gave His life and exchanged it and changed it. And you know what I did? I say, thank you, Jesus. I say, thank you, Jesus. The Lord doesn't... Now, through this exchange life, the Lord doesn't make our flesh wise, righteous, or sanctified, or redeemed. We're talking about your soul, your body. Instead, He becomes our sanctification. He becomes our redemption. He becomes everything that we need. It's not me, O Lord. It's Christ in me. It's the hope of glory. That's Christ in me. This flesh is fading away. It's like a flower. It's blooming. We hit our peak, and then the flesh, I'm talking about the flesh, and we start to fade. That never was God's plan. That's the curse working in the earth. See, what are we made of? Dirt. See, there's a curse of the fall, and there was the curse of the law. And see, through Jesus, we've been redeemed from the curse of the law, but the curse of the fall is still, in other words, our body's still dying until God makes it all new again. But see, that doesn't mean we're just going to get over here and just, well, sad old me. No, we're going to live a victorious Christian life in this body as long as it'll go. You know, Miss Alicia, she was 104 and she was ready. She was ready to go at any time. But you know what kept her here? Her spirit. She wanted to be here. She wanted to see Colette and Vicky. She wanted to see her family come visit. She wanted to talk to her son on the phone that would call her. She wanted to be here because God said, I set before you life and death. God didn't say, I'm going to take you. No, He said, you choose. Choose life and that more abundantly. So just live your day. Be satisfied and be filled and be full. And when you're ready, pull up your knees in your bed, say, take me home, Jesus. I'm ready to go. When you're ready. Amen. Don't go out of here sick, broke, disgusted. Go out of here full of the Holy Ghost and power. Like Paul said, I've run a good race. I've finished my course. I am ready to inherit my mansion. And He's still up there teaching. Amen. When we get to heaven, it ain't over. It's just getting started when we get to heaven. We're going to do whatever God's called us to do. So we need to get encouraged down here. Amen. We have taken that great exchange. Jesus gave me His life. The Christian life is not just difficult to live. Come on, guys. It's impossible to live through our own ability. Remember Oral Roberts? He said, something good is going to happen today. How did he believe that? Because he kept his eyes and his heart in this word and around people that would build him up and encourage him. You're not going to find that on CNN, CBS, whatever station you want. Now, there's some good ones out there, but you're still not going to find this 24/7. I'm talking about on secular. You're going to find some good ministries out there that's teaching and preaching the word. Amen. But we got to watch what we put before our eyes and what we put in our ears, guys. As the days get dark and get evil, we got to stay bright. Amen. In other words, the cereal I like to have in the morning, remember the old cereal? It's called Life. Give me that box of Life. Put it on my table. Put the Word of God in my eyes, in my ears. Feed it. Eat it, guys. Eat your box of cereal, Life cereal, but make sure you are studying and meditating on this Word. Get you some CDs. Everything in this church is free. Now, if you want to give, you got a thing on the offering there. If you want to sow to the Word Supply, to whatever, but anything out here is for your, take it. If you got family members that I know they need to hear the Word, take it, give it to them. If this shelf runs out, we'll print more stuff. Amen. We've got the ability. We've got the technology. We can do it. Amen. We can spit those CDs out about 9 every minute and a half, 2 minutes, give or take her. Depends on how fast Kelsey's moving that morning. Amen. But she's got a list back there. If you need something, she'll write it down. She'll get it to you. Amen. We'll get the Word to you. That's what we're here for. We are here to supply you with the Word. So this Christian life is not just, it's difficult to live. It's impossible through our own ability. It is only when we cease to operate at our carnal selves and let Jesus live through us that we can obtain total. I like total victory. Total victory. Therefore, we need to understand this armor that we're going to be talking about through this series is God's armor. It's God's armor. And it's a spiritual armor. You can't see it with your natural eyes, but you can see it with the eyes of faith. You can see who's wearing it and you can see who's not. Amen. Verse 11 says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Paul said to put on the whole armor of God, so just using part of God's armor will not fully protect us. You know, I've never served in the military, but if you have and if you're going to, it's honorable, do it. I mean, God calls you to do it. They give them uniforms. They give them, they ration them out. Whatever they tell them, you are assigned. This is your lot. This is what you got. And when you get up in the morning, whatever time that sergeant says or that drill sergeant says, get up, you better be there and you better be dressed and you better be ready to go. Amen. Make sure you got all your stuff that you've been, they've assigned to you and have it on. Be ready. Many Christians have been running around with their helmets of salvation on, but nothing else. Get a picture of that. Amen. That don't look too good. You know, I've seen Marie and her family, they got some nice little, put them hats, show me those hats they brought in this morning. I tell you what, hey, look at that green hat, look at there. We're going to be talking about the helmet of salvation eventually, but you know what? I can see her coming a long distance. But that's all right. The devil sees you coming. If you're wearing God's armor, he sees you coming. And he don't like you. Why? Because you're bright. You're bright, and he don't like bright light. He likes darkness. Darkness. I won't be too graphic here, but I worked in maintenance. Roaches like darkness. They hide under in dark cabinets and dark, moist places. But when you go on there and you turn the light on, they scurry on out of there. That's what the devil, the Bible says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, turn your light on, and he will flee from you. Amen. And when them roaches see me coming, we had some good old pesticide. They knew we were coming. They could smell it. They'd start running. But we ran for them too. Don't run from God, run to God. Don't you run away from the devil. You run to the battle. Amen. But you got to make sure you got your armor on. And it's the right armor. Amen. So notice this is the armor of God that we are told to put on. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Corona, Ebola, swine flu, all these other kind of names, whole armor of God. That's our defense, this armor. And there's an offense to it too. So God didn't just provide us with this armor. Isaiah 59:17, he gave us his armor. Have y'all got that one? Isaiah 59:17. This verse specifically mentions, for he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation upon his head, and he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. This is talking about Jesus. This is talking about the Lord. This mentions the Messiah wearing the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness. Certainly, God's armor is more than sufficient if we'll just wear it and let it work. Wear it and let it work. Amen? Now, verse 11 says, put on the whole armor of God. Stand in this verse. That word wiles is an old English word that is similar to such words as methods, strategies, schemes, tactics, and devices. Method. Just as the success of football players, boxers, or soldiers depend partly on how well they know their opponents, you know, that's one of the key of victory is knowing who your enemy is. Because if you don't know who your enemy is, you're confused. We know we're not supposed to be ignorant of the devil's devices, his wiles, his methods, his schemes, his tactics. So as believers, we can't be ignorant of the devil's devices. And guys, one method the devil's using right now is, I know it's in your minds, it's been in our ears, coronavirus. That's a method he's using. The devil never changes throughout centuries. He just puts it in a different package, calls it something different. Jesus has given us a name above every name. And guys, I like, it even says in Deuteronomy, it talks about the blessing and the cursings. I didn't pull that scripture up. But if you'll read about, if you Remember the Lord your God. We're going to remember him this morning in communion. All of these blessings will come upon you and overtake you. You'll be blessed in the city, blessed in the field. And then it goes on and talks about, but if you don't keep the armor on, if you don't serve God, if you don't get born again and get saved and stay in that covenant, then all these curses can come upon you. In other words, the curse is just it's the reverse of the blessing. Light. Darkness is the opposite of light. So it goes in there and it talks about all these curses and it names all these, the botch, the mildew, all these names, hemorrhoids, all these curses. And at the end of it, it even talks about, and every name that is unnamed will come upon you. This is a name that hadn't been named yet, but guess what? Jesus has given us his name. And in the name of Jesus, we have been delivered from all. Cause we're blessed. We're not under the curse. Jesus, Galatians says Jesus has redeemed us from the curse. Jesus did. On the cross, when he said it's finished, he took care of that curse. He took care of all that cursing that was pronounced that would come on his body, on the tree. That we being dead to sins would live unto righteousness. And by his stripes, you were, back then, you were healed. If you were healed, you are healed. That's a part of your blessing, benefit, is health. Not just health, divine health. God's health. God's health. Amen. His DNA. I want people to put me under a microscope and see Jesus. Come on, God. I want them to see Jesus. I want when they do my blood, I believe my blood sugar level is going to be normal. Why? The Word of God. The blessing of the Lord. It makes me well. It makes me well. That's my method. I'm sticking to it. The Word of God. That's my antidote. Amen is the Word of God. That's my medicine. Yeah, my medicine. I'm taking medicine in a bottle, but I ain't forgetting the Lord thy God. I'm saying, Lord, I thank you, Lord. No side effects from this metformin in the name of Jesus. I mean, I read what the side effects are. You know what that is? That's the curse. Just like there's a blessing and the curse. And I pronounce the blessing. Amen. I use wisdom, but I pronounce the Word of God on that situation. And that gives God something to work with. Amen. He's faithful. He said, you give him his word. You send his word back to you. He'll bring it to pass. Give him his word back. So all these methods the devil through the years has used, I like to say, this is a good but Jesus. He stripped the devil. Over 2,000 years ago, he stripped him of all his authority. That's Matthew 28:18. 28, Jesus came and spake to them, saying, he's speaking today, all power is given to me in heaven, possessor of heaven and earth. There's Melchizedek. Here he is right here. He showed up on earth. Possessor, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. Why? He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. And now he said, you, I give that power to you, Tammy. I've given it to you, Tammy. But every good king has to make a declaration. Our president had to make a declaration. He had to make some choices. Amen. And what do? We obey the word and we submit to government as the word says to do, but we submit to God first. Amen. We do what God says. We don't rebel. We submit to God and we shall prevail. Guys, we submit to God and we shall prevail. We'll be blessed. Amen. I think about the children of Israel. All those years of bondage. And the Bible says, when I was lost, I was in darkness, I was in bondage because of fear. For all their life, fear of that bondage. They were in bondage because of fear. The children of Israel, for over 400 years, in bondage, in fear of what Pharaoh was going to do and what he was not going to do. He was going to cut their supply off, cut their food off. But God was raising up a man. God is raising up. He has been raising up a church in this our time. Put our armor on. Continue to learn who we are in Christ and stand, therefore, not run, but stand, therefore, on the front lines of whatever line is put. Jesus drew a law. He drew a line in the sand. He said, that's it. Enough's enough. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth. We got to get God's word coming out of our mouth. That's what changes things. Amen. I love Jim. He teached a message years ago. Push. Pray until something happens. Pray the word of God. You keep pushing against that situation. The Bible talks about the word is the hammer in the word. You take that hammer. You keep working on that rock until you destroy that thing. You take the hammer of the word, amen, and you keep hitting it. I used to put it, when I painted so much when I was in maintenance, sometimes we'd go into people's homes that they were heavy smokers, and we'd have to take and spray the walls down to get all the nicotine off, and we had to keep putting paint. And it apply it to any situation you got. If you got a purple wall and you got to turn it into, somebody help me here, red, you got to put some primer on that thing. You got to get that dark color and you're going to change it back to light. You got to put some layers on that thing. Sometimes things hits us, guy. We got to keep putting the layer of the word. Keep putting the word on it. Keep putting the word on it. And eventually you're going to see the end result. Amen. You got to see it on the inside. And then you keep applying the word until it shows up on the outside. Amen. You keep walking by faith. The just, we got to live by faith. I got to walk every day. Amen. I got to walk. We got to walk in this world every day, but we don't have to walk in fear. We're going to walk in faith. We're going to put on our armor and we're going to stand against the wiles of the devil. And we're not going to do it alone. We're going to stand together. We are standing here together proclaiming and declaring this is the church. This is our time. Amen. To stand and declare, this is our world. God made this world for mankind, not for angels. He gave the earth to Adam. He gave it to mankind, and he has never changed. God has never changed his mind. Amen. He told us to subdue it. Take the reins on it thing. Amen. Rein it in. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for stripping principalities and power, whooping up on the devil. And all we got to do, we just got to keep our armor on. That policeman, when you go into the police force, policeman been around a long time, policing this earth, keeping it safe. Obey the laws. That's what they're there for, to make sure people obey the laws. But they wear the uniform. They wear the badge. And when they wear the badge, that means the whole police department backs up. That represents their authority, that badge. Well, when we put the whole armor of God on, man, we are representing heaven. We are ambassadors for Christ in this earth. Jesus, the possessor of heaven and earth. And we wear his uniform. We got the authority. And we gotta stay active. Amen. We don't go inactive. We gotta stay active on duty. Amen. 24/7. We don't get to sleep. Amen. Don't sleep. Don't slumber. This is our time to rise, to wake. It's time to wake the church, to wake up. Amen. We're the answer. Y'all got to help me preach this morning. Y'all got to help me. So those who ascribe other powers to him, the devil, have already fallen prey to one of his lies. The devil deceives people and uses our own power, if we let him, and authority against ourselves. You know, we determine what happens in the stock market. We determine by either we buy or we sell. Simple as that. People that are fearing, they're pulling their things, they'll be pulling things out of the stock market. You know what's going to happen? It's going to go down. But what's going to happen for too long? It's going to rise, and it's going to be a quick, you know, the stock market, it's been going crazy. What do? Man, we just steady. We got to be steady, guys. Don't get in fear. Jesus, did not let the devil get him off course. There was one time people wanted him to come over here, but Jesus said, he said his face was set like a flint. He knew what God told him to do. It was time to go. It was time to go directly here, and he didn't pass go. He didn't click $200 on the Monopoly board. He went straight to where God said to go, and he got the job done. Amen? That's what we got to do. Amen? We ain't going to jail. If we do, we get out for it. Well, we might. Ball went to jail, but he got out. Why? The church prayed. The church prayed and the angel set him free. That's what happens when we pray. When we pray, things happen in the spiritual realm. See, a lot of the world can't see into the spiritual realm. They're just seeing the natural. They're seeing this carnal realm and they're seeing panic. I haven't got toilet paper in 2 days, but you know what? I got some in the house. It's gone crazy, guys. But guess what? It's coming. There's trees still here. They're still making paper. I go in and out of houses every day. I can see here in probably about 2 months, I'm going to walk in people's garages and there's going to be walls of toilet paper back here at the back. They're probably going to be trying to get, hey, would you like some toilet paper? Because they ask me sometimes, do you like a bottle of water? You know, I'm like, yeah, I'll take one. I'll put it in the van. I can see them now. Would you like a pack of toilet paper? They're going to be covered in toilet paper. But what are we covered in? We're covered in the glory of God. This is what we were born for, this purpose, for this time. Don't get caught up in the world and be molded and be pressed and conformed to its mold. Man, it's time to be like the butterfly. We go into that cocoon. When we get born again, we get transformed into the glory of God. We come out, we fly around and say, hey, look at me. Look at Jesus in me. Look what Jesus has done for me. Amen. Come on, guys.
Yep.
So we bought some clean. My wife bought some Kleenexes. You know, we got a few extra. When I was with Jim when Y2K, year 2000 came, Ruthie was born 2 months later, and we was going to Spirit of Faith. We didn't have a spirit of fear, a spirit of faith. Our pastor taught us common sense and preached the word. We didn't talk about what the world was doing. He come in and talked about what God's doing. That's what we do here at church. We talk about what God is doing. Amen. 2000 just came and went. There were some things that people bought generators. Supply and demand. I tell you what, if you had a generator company, you made some money. But guess what? It steadied off. Steadied off. See, times and season. What does Ecclesiastes say? It's going to be hot. It's going to be cold. There's all these things. Nothing's new under the sun. It's just a new package put on it. Amen. God never changes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. But Y2K, we put a little bit of water in the attic. We filled up some water. We didn't get in fear. My wife was 8 months pregnant. You would think, oh God, you know, if I was in the world, my wife's pregnant. Well, I gotta have this, gotta have this, gotta have this. You know, Y2K, the lights go out, my wife's pregnant. We was worshiping God. Man, we didn't change. We just stayed steady, stayed in the word, praise God, like Tammy and Darius talking about praising God. Just praise God. Just praise God. Bob, is your missions trip still on? Are you still able to go?
It is. Deciding whether or not we're going to go or not.
So see, they got to make some decisions, but Bob's made his decision when? 3 or 4 months ago. This ain't changed his decision. It's just amplified it. I know the Spirit's on the inside of him. He's ready to go over and just preach Jesus. Amen?
Yes.
Because see, there's always going to be opposition. But that's when we need to be in position, Jim. That's position. There's going to be opposition, but if we stay in our position, we're going to get the victory. We got the victory. We ain't going to get it. We got it. See, I got to smack my old, that's the old carnal man. I got the victory. See, that's the Holy Ghost changing it. You are victorious in Christ Jesus. Amen?
That's right.
Hallelujah. There's going to be a little bit of foundation. We ain't got to the first. We got 7 pieces of armor. We ain't going to get there today. But you leaving here with a full armor on. Amen. We talking about what you got. Don't think you leaving here with just one piece on. You are clothed in the armor of God. You just got to know that. And you got to stay in faith. And because everything works by faith, which works by love. Faith can't work without love. And people get hate, get angry. That ain't love working. Your armor is suffering if you ain't walking in love. Amen. It ain't going to work for you. It ain't going to work for you. David's armor, Saul's armor, didn't work for David. David had a covenant with God, and he knew what he had fit him. That slingshot was David. He had tested. He proved it. And God proved to him that, David, what you got in your hand, I'll protect you with it if you give it to me. David gave what he believed. And when the sheep was in the mouth of the lion, he said, that's my sheep. He went and got it. And he killed the lion. He killed the bear. He was there to protect. I'm here to protect you today. Your pastor's here to protect you. Other pastors got to do what they got to do. I got to give you the word today. I got to let you know about you're protected in God, in Christ Jesus. Don't you get in fear. I ain't saying anybody is, but if it's going to knock on your door. Fear is going to knock every day. It's going to knock. But you have the ability to keep the door shut. Or you can open the door and say, faith lives here, and he just got to go. Because I don't want nobody knocking on my door. I'm going to go to the door. I'm going to see who's there. And when I open it up, there better be somebody that likes me. Amen. Don't open your door to strangers. And definitely if it's fear, you tell fear where to go. Amen. Jesus stripped the devil, defeated him. And he deceives people through lies and deception. The thing that makes deception so deadly is that those who are deceived don't know it. I was lost. I was going to hell. I was sick, and I didn't know why all this was happening to me. Because I didn't know it. I didn't know God loved me so much. I didn't know. See, I knew about salvation, but I didn't know salvation. I knew about Jesus, but I didn't know Jesus. Now I know. Paul said, I know in whom I have believed, and I believe in who that Jesus Paul knew I know. And he's working in me. He ain't done. He's just getting started. Amen. And this is how you're going to know deception. So, but the people don't know it. But once they realize they're deceived, they won't be deceived anymore. There's some old little sayings back there. Get me once, get me twice. Remember those little sayings? All these little things you learn. Y'all used to pass notes when y'all were in grammar. When those little notes to your girlfriend, that, you know, pass a note and hope the teacher didn't see it. But when the teacher found that note, she'd read it between the whole class. You was in trouble. So let me tell you guys, if you're going to say something, make sure you want the whole, if you're going to say it, the whole world's going to hear it. So you better make sure it's good. Amen. If you say something, you say something good. You minister grace. Amen. You speak nice. Be blessed. Be a blessing. The whole world's watching the church. They're going to see what the church is going to do now. Because all these things, all this stuff happening, they're watching you. People's watching you. Let them see Jesus. Let them know who you are. Will the real Jesus please stand up? Stand against the wiles. He didn't say run. He didn't say sit down. He said stand. And when you've done all to do, if they keep telling you it's coming, you keep standing. We keep standing. We keep marching forward, Ron. We keep standing. Stand upon the rock of ages. I like that song. From all the storms that rages. Help me, Tammy. Lost, but not from Satan's wages. I'm standing on the solid rock. Jesus is my rock. He's the rock of my salvation. Amen. So this first piece we're going to dive into today, and I'm not going to keep you here too much longer. I know one thing that's happened. The restaurants ain't been quite as busy lately. I'm like, you know, I try to see. Andrew Womack's got awesome teaching. You might want to look it up on the internet. How to stay positive in a negative world. Because there's so much negativity. Not just for this. This will pass. Something else is right. Something else will take its place. Once this is over, and I just, you know, I know y'all have heard all kind of statistics. So I'll just give you a quick one. Just kind of let you know. Rush Limbaugh was, you know, he was just mad. He's just so fired up. He's just mad because of all this panicking. But he said the swine flu infected 600 million. I'm sorry, 60 million Americans. The swine flu, 60 million Americans infected. 3,000 were hospitalized. 3,500 died. That was 60 million. The coronavirus. I pulled up on my phone. Want to make sure I told you right. Just in the U.S., and this was today, and I might not have it. I might have lost it. No, it was still there. USA, total cases, 3,000 total cases. Swine flu was 60 million. We're looking at 3,000, and the world gone crazy. Did nothing. I can't even hardly remember swine flu. It wasn't posted. It's just the way people are looking at different. The leadership, don't like the leadership. USA, 3,000 cases, 60 total deaths so far. Guys, this is going to pass. It's been blown out of proportion. But you know what? We're going to stand. And when done all to stand with our armor on. And after all is said and done, we're going to be victorious. We're going to be standing. And we're going to have, the Bible talks about if somebody comes to you, share that hope that's on the inside of you. A testimony. They're going to come and you'll be ready to share. Give them the hope that's on the inside. They're going to ask you, why are you not going out here doing all? Why are you not in fear? That's time for you to give them a testimony about Jesus. Man, Jesus, he's the Prince of Peace. Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Prince of Peace. Shalom, brother. Amen. That's whose I am. That's why I got peace, because Jesus lives in me. Big. He lives big. I ain't saying I don't have times where I got to fight something, but I don't let the devil steal your joy. He gets your joy, he gets your strength. He gets your peace, then the next thing, your immune system starts breaking down. Anxious, fear, that's what it does. It works on your body. So I got to keep us tuned up. So the first thing that Paul mentioned here in Ephesians, put on the whole armor of God. Verse 12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness in this age, spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. This is an evil day, guys. And having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore. How many times you hear stand, 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 stand. Mm-hmm. Having girded your waist with, help me. Truth. What you're wearing on your waist. Truth. All right. I've got a belt of leather on this morning. It's holding up my pants. If I didn't have my belt on, I'd have me some spenders or something. I'd be doing this because this is what holds up and keeps me from being embarrassed. Amen. The belt of truth will keep you from being deceived. If you got the belt of truth on, then when all this false stuff comes, well, that's deception. That's just a lie. That ain't the truth. There's some facts out here going on. But that's not the truth. I wear the truth. It's called the belt of truth. Yes. Ephesians 6, 13, 14. Take on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore having your loins girded about with truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. To be standing in the evil day says we must be standing clad in the armor of God. Seven pieces of armor are mentioned here in the scriptures. Five are defensive and two are offensive. I like sevens. Y'all like sevens?
Yeah.
I'm not a betting man, but I like sevens. Five are defense and two are offense, with one being preparatory. The armor is mentioned as being a belt, a breastplate, shoes. You like that word, Reed? Shoes. A shield, a sword, and last, prayer. Last thing we're going to do today is we're going to pray. And how are we going to pray? However the Lord leads you. The Bible says pray with all, come on, all types of prayer. Pray in the Spirit. That's an unknown language to me. It's known to God. We're not afraid to speak in tongues here. We're not afraid to prophesy. Why? Because we don't have a spirit of fear. We got a spirit of faith that lives here. And Jesus said, as you do unto others, do unto them. We got the Lord's table. We're gonna seal this thing today with communion. Amen. And the Lord says, do it until. Remember the Lord your God. We're going to do it. We're going to stand, Larry. Stand strong. Stand long as we have to. When done all in the evil days, stand. In the Bible days, we still in the Bible days, but this is way back then. This is back before Westerns. This is back in Roman days. In the Bible days, men wore robes. Now, there's still some priests that wear robes. I'm not against them, but you're probably not going to see me in a robe up here. Unless if the Lord says wear a robe to demonstrate, I'll wear a robe. Amen. But men wore robes or gowns, and when they fought or ran, because I definitely don't want to run in no gown. Women, I know y'all don't, when y'all run, y'all don't run in dresses or gowns, right? You get you some shorts and you get you some running tennis shoes on. Back then, they didn't have that. Back then, the men had gowns, and when they ran or fought, they had to gird up their loins. 2 Kings 4, 29 and 9, 1 and 1 Peter 1, 13 says this was done by tucking their robes, and it's mentioned, those scriptures, they might put them up on the board there, you can read them. Put 2 Kings 4, 29 up there, Rowan, I won't have to jump there. Thank you, Jesus. This was done by tucking their robes, says, then he said to Gehazi, gird up your loins and take my staff in your hand. I like that. And go your way. If you meet any man, salute him not. Priority, man. Get your priorities in order, church. Stand, therefore, in your whole armor. Salute him not, and if any salute thee, answer him not again, and lay my staff upon the face of the child. Why? Somebody was dead, need to be raised from the dead. Man, if that was your son or daughter, you don't want nobody messing with you. Get on the road. Get that job. Put your staff on him. Gird up your loins. It's time to run and get it done. Amen. We don't have to run at the devil. Let the word. Don't run from him, but stand there. Amen. Now, if God says run, you run to him. Thank you. I got caught up in that one. So they tuck their robes into their girdles, or what we would call belts. Therefore, Paul was saying that truth is the belt that allows us to fight without being entangled in garments. Truth is the belt that keeps you from being entangled, deception. All these things, that's what? It's going to slow you down from getting the miracle to somebody that needs it. I'm just sorry, I got to say it. If you don't come here to church today and you were sick, I just missed an opportunity for God to bless you. I got to run to the problem. Jesus, when people came to him with leprosies and sickness and disease, he said those that came to him, he healed them all. He didn't go run to the house. He ran to the people. He looked at her one time. He said, the people, all these multitudes, and are like sheep with no shepherd, Bob. I couldn't stay home and not be a shepherd. I had to be here, guys. God's called me to shepherd. He's called Christians to be the church. Amen. Now, I'm not against anybody. People at home, that's right. I pray God that they're watching church. They're bringing that word in. Amen. But main thing is, you are the church. Wherever you go, you're carrying miracles on the inside of you. We're going to sing a song. We're going to worship this song. We're going to worship the Lord here. And it talks about a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper. Man, we're carrying it on the inside of us. Amen. We are carriers of God's divine nature. You will give somebody word about me infecting somebody. Yeah, I'll infect you with that. I'll pass that on to you. A carrier of God's divine power and presence. See, so that's who we are. That's who we are, guys. I got to get to an ending here. Thank you, Jesus. We got to pray. Praise the Lord. I'm not done yet. Hang on. Tighten your belts a little bit. Y'all ready? One, two. Women, you got belts on. You got a spiritual belt. Tighten it up one notch. Hang on. Thank you, Lord. The first and preparatory piece of armor that a soldier wore was the belt. It's the belt of truth. Centuries ago, men would wrestle with only a belt. Get that picture. I ain't going to talk about that. My brother needs to hear that right there. You know, my brother used to wrestle. That's all I'm going to say about that today. The object of the match was to remove the opponent's belt. Going for that belt. If Satan can disarm us, our belt of truth, he will defeat us. And where there is the spirit of unity, we got to unify so God can be glorified in these last days. Amen? We got to stay in unity, stay in strength, stay in truth. That's what we're fighting for, is truth. For the devil's greatest weapon is deceits and lies, and that's against the truth. If we are under his control, deception, it is because we have believed one of his lies instead of believing the truth of God's word. And Jesus said, I am truth. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. So, guys, we can't get lost in that. We can't get defeated in the truth. We got to keep that belt of truth. That's the first. That's preparatory. The truth. The word of God. Jesus, he is truth. John 14:6. To have the belt of truth on is to look to Jesus to lead the way. Can you put John 14:6 up there, Roman? John 14:6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Hey, what's that? Truth. You want to get born again? You want to make sure you want to go to heaven? That's the only way there, right there. Jesus, he is the only way. The only way. He's not a way. He is the only way. And that's my destiny. Amen. And along the way, I'm going to have some fun. I want to take some people with me. Jesus said, heaven's a big place. Fill it up. Occupy till I come down here. Occupy. Make room. We got room in here. Visitors come in. There's all kind of places. People come in. We got pews. We're ready. Preparatory time. Fill them up. Amen. Help them find the way. So when the divine warrior, Jesus Christ, returns to claim his kingdom, and he is going to return the second time, he will be wearing this belt of truth. Amen. It's described in Isaiah as faithfulness, the girdle of his reins. That's Isaiah 11:5, if you're taking notes, Isaiah 11:5. Christ will have on the belt of faithfulness and truthfulness. He'll have a thing on his horse that says, faithful and true. Jesus said, that's his name, faithful and true. Firmly and devoted as to a person, cause or ideal or loyal. This is what faithful means. Firmly and devoted as to a person, cause or idea. He's faithful. True, it suggests steadiness, reliability, and in a closely related sense, genuine. This is probably, this belt, it's probably not genuine leather. It's probably imitation. Jesus is the genuine. He is the real deal. He is God. Amen. And he inhabited a body and lived a sinless life so that you could be set free from sin, sickness, disease, the curse of the law. That's why he came. In closing here, in Paul's day, just a little example here of this faithfulness and true and this belt of truth. In Paul's day, corrupt, are we living in a corrupt day? Corrupt potter, they did pots back then, pottery, the vendors would take pottery that had cracks or defects in them. How much would you pay for one if it's $1,000 original, but you knew it had a crack in it? Would you pay retail, Reed? It's got a crack in it? No. You boil an egg, you like to eat one that's got a, you like to peel one that's got cracked and the egg's all boiling out in the water, or you like one that's not cracked? I've been boiling eggs lately and I messed one up. Throw it away. They were making pottery, and when it would get cracked, these are the ones that's corrupt, the bad guys. They would take their pots and they would fill it with wax, fill the cracks with wax. And then they would paint it, paint over that pottery, and they would sell it as a genuine, perfect pottery. I like this, guys. But if the pot was put up to the light, say light. If the pot was put up to the light, however, you could see the flaws. Amen. Jesus said, if there's darkness in you, how dark is that darkness? Bring it to the light so the flaws can be revealed so you can be set free. See, this is what fear does. All these cracks and dip and darkness. So you'd see the flaws. The honest guy, this is who we are. We wear truth. The honest salesman would advertise his pottery as pottery without wax. Sincere, genuine, the real stuff. Paul was saying that the Christian must be sincere. We're wearing a belt of truth, guys. That means we got to be sincere. If not, we might as well just take the notches out and just let it fall. You know, God covered their nakedness when they ran. Why did they run from God, Bob? They were afraid. Remember, God said, who told you you were naked? They were afraid, and they ran. See, that they lost their truth. They lost their belt, and they were naked. But Jesus gave us his armor. He gave us his belt. Paul was saying that Christians, we've got to be sincere and true, presenting no false appearance. Hypocrites, this is who we are, guys. We're real. When you come in here, we'll be real with you. We'll be honest with you. We got flaws. We got cracks. But guess what? It's been filled up by the blood of Jesus. We brought it to the light, and he said, you're all right now. You've been redeemed. Jesus redeemed me from all those flaws. That's why we can be, we're not perfect Christians. We've been some flaws, but guess what? We came to the light. We're not selling you something that we don't believe. We're not giving you something that we don't believe in here. We give you the truth here. You got a whole armor of God. We're going to learn about it. Amen. So right now, I'm going to ask the praise team. They're going to come forward. And Cecil and Judy's going to come forward and serve the elements. And we're going to remember the Lord our God. And we're going to let the world see Jesus through us. Amen. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, as our teams have been prepared, Lord. We just, all the gifts that you brought us here, Father, that we are here for a purpose. We're here to bring honor and glory to you. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we've set aside this day and we'll set aside this Sunday and communion every day to trust you, believe in you. And, Father, we just thank you that you fill us. You have filled us with your glory and power. And we thank you, Father God, as we set our, Lord, we stand. We thank you for clothing us with your armor, that we can be in this place today in one mind, one body, in one accord, believing that we receive the blessing. We receive the power that's in your blessing today to be a blessing and to be a light in a dark place. And we just give you the praise for that in Jesus' name. Amen. One question I'd like to ask as they get ready to sing, are you sold out to Jesus? You don't have to raise your hand, but he wants you to be sold out. When I say sold out, the Bible says to get saved, it means you were lost. I made Jesus my Savior, but also I made him my Lord. In other words, that means to sell out. Jesus, I want to open up my whole life to you. So if you haven't sold out to Jesus today, now's a good time to do it. How do you do it? One day at a time. One day, come to church, not because you're doing something to earn grace or favor. You're coming to church to learn about God, to learn about his kingdom, to learn about his ways of doing things. This is what we do here. We teach you. We minister life to you. We give you opportunities to serve because it's more blessed to give. When we serve here and do things for you, it's a blessing. And Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. So I would just ask you, if you haven't sold out to Jesus, just make a commitment to him this morning before we receive the Lord's Supper. Say, Lord, I'm committing my whole life to you, Father. Take me, Lord. Use this vessel to bring you glory in the earth. And you know what he'll do? He'll reveal. The Father and Jesus will come and they will manifest. Manifest means they will make themselves known to you. You'll know that God is a real God and he's a powerful God. He's not one of these dumb idols that when you pray, they don't hear nothing, don't do nothing. No, our God does something. He did something. And today, he's doing something in here. And you're going to do something in the world. You're going to walk by people and people are just going to get healed because you're walking in your full armor. You're bringing life and strength to people. But then give them a testimony. People are lost. They need to be saved. They need to hear some good news. My last customer one day this week, I finished working on her appliance and she was talking about, you know, the virus. And I turned it around. I said, well, you know what? I said, God created my body and he created me a good immune system. I'm just trusting God. He's going to keep me healthy. I got in the car. She came back out and knocked on the window and gave me a $3 tip. Why? I think she heard something good. She said, I got to give to that. You know what? I wasn't looking at the money. I was looking at somebody heard something and said, it makes you want to be a giver. It's like, man, she's heard all this bad. I don't want to give nothing. Somebody give me some bad news. You give me some good news, I'll open up my whole treasury to you. Amen. That's good news right there. God opened up his treasure to you. He opened up Jesus. Sell out to him this morning. Amen. Praise team.
I worship you. I worship you. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You wipe away all tears, you mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all, Jesus. You wipe away all tears, you mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all, Jesus. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every
Father, we just worship you, Lord. As we just go through this song again, the praise team, you can come down. We're just going to continue to worship the Lord. He is here, guys. He's never left. And he's working in our midst. He's mending our hearts. This whole nation today is called a national day of prayer. We don't pray just on Sundays. As a church, we pray every day. Keep letting your voices be heard. You don't have to take it to the street, but if you're on the street, let it be heard. But let it be heard to God. Don't let the devil silence you. Take it to home. Get you some praise and worship at home. And praise and worship God. Because he's the one that hears. And he's the one that answers cries. He's the one that's working in our midst. And I tell you, he's just getting started. The devil thought he started something. We got a revolution going on in the spirit. A revolution going on. When the devil gets the messing, God gets the blessing overflowing. He ain't never stopped the blessing, but he's kicking up the heat right now in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Release that fire of the Holy Ghost. If you've never been baptized in the Holy Ghost, today would be a good time to come up here and let us lay hands on you and you speak in tongues. If you have never received that, come on up. Because God's turning up the heat. He's turning the heat up. Before Jesus returned, he said he's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. That means the iron's got to get a little bit hotter. Come on, guys. I don't do much ironing, but I know to get a wrinkle out, I got to get some steam blowing. God's got to get the church steaming up, guys. Get steaming up. Amen. If you need water in your iron, get you some water. But do what you got to do to stir God up. Amen. I got to do it myself. I'm stirred up today. I'm excited what God's already done and going to do, Brenda. What he's already done and what he's going to do. Amen. He's a way maker. He's a miracle worker. Father, we thank you. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you right now, Lord. We pray for our nation. We pray for the world right now, Father. That, Lord, you said, no weapon that's formed against us, your people, shall prosper. You said the gates of hell will not prevail against the church, the true church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hell's trying to prevail, but you know what? That's a lie from hell, because Jesus said it will not prevail. So church, I'm speaking to you individually. You are victorious in Christ. This communion we do today, Father, we just seal this prayer for the world right now, Father God, that they would see Christ in us, the hope of glory. That, Lord, you give us, through the power of the Holy Spirit, words to say and just whatever we need to do, Lord. Move mightily through us, Father. We thank you, Lord, for our shadow, Lord. People coming around our midst, Lord, get healed and get set free. Devil's got to leave. They got to come to us and say, I need Jesus. And we'll say, all you got to do is believe. Here, I'm a believer with you. And, Lord, they'll get born again and get saved and get filled with the Holy Ghost right there on the streets. Lord, we just thank you for an outpouring of your mighty presence across this globe through your church. Not from heaven, Lord. You done poured it out from heaven through the church. Let the outpouring begin. Let it continue to flow through your church, Lord. Thank you for calling us here today, for us assembling together to believe for miracles and a way for those that are lost to be found through the church. So we thank you, Father God, for your mighty presence and power. We thank you, Jesus, for this bread that represents your body that was broken so that ours could be made whole. Take this bread by faith and know that you are the hope to the world for healing. And this juice represents the blood of the spotless Lamb of God that was slain, that was put on the doorpost in the Old Testament that say, hey, you can't come in this house. The blood is against you. The death angel had to pass over. I'll tell you what, death has got to keep on trucking to the other side, because Jesus let his side be pierced so that your side, so we could come alongside our Lord and Savior and hug him without worrying about catching anything bad. See, we hug one another because we know that we got something to give, something good to give. So, Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for that blood that still speaks from the grave. It says, the grave says, I can't hold him. I got to let him go. And now today, Father, we thank you for setting us free and for us to take freedom to others in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. We're going to play that song again, and guess what? We're all going to stand and sing it together. Because it said when they had took communion, it said they left and they went out there and sang a song. You should be singing a song all day long. Look what the Lord has done. You can sing it every day. Hey, let's forget about what he's done. Look what the Lord's doing. Amen. We might need to change that a little bit. I thank God for what he's done, but I thank God what he's doing. I thank God for the great healing revival, but I thank God for the great move of his Spirit today through this church. This is our time. Lord, we just thank you. We give you ourselves today, Father. We're just going to worship you. Tammy, you might have to lead us on this. Had to crank it up a little bit, Kelsey. we just leave this place. Lord, we don't want to leave this place. It's just so full of your presence today, Father. And I know, Lord, when we leave, you never leave us. But Lord, I just thank you for this time that we came together to celebrate life and victory here at Word of Faith Worship Center. That, Lord, I just speak a blessing over your people. The Lord bless you, and the Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord keep you always and forever in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, we'll be doing the same thing next Sunday. Be ready.